Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everybody. This is a great day. The sun is shining, and I've been racing around like crazy this morning. That's my normal. I say, who needs caffeine when you have adrenaline? Anyway, that's just the way I do. I've always been that way my entire life, so I think I just need that extra little push to get things done, and it always works for me, so I guess that's just my way. So this morning, I am so tickled to have Jim Flynn on as our guest this morning. I haven't talked to Jim since we were both in Sharon Klingler's class this summer, and he is just a sweetie, and I know that you're going to love him. He's an intuitive medium who receives messages from spirit and likes to provide evidence of life after death regarding your loved ones. He has a master's degree from Case Western Reserve University in the field of social service and administration and is a licensed independent social worker. He has studied and worked with renowned mediums, including Sharon Klingler, Janet Nahovic, Bill Collar, and Sandra Taylor. He has also served as a guest medium, delivering messages at The Stump in Lilydale, New York, the oldest spiritualist camp in the U.S. What is fairly unique about Jim is how quickly the skill has been developing once he was able to tap into it. He has been a practicing medium for 2 years and discovered his gift later in life as a result of embarking on a journey to improve his intuition. I always tell people that in my intuition class. This is just the door cracking open for them. Jim gives readings part-time due to the fact that he's still very much in love with his full-time job of educating educators about the social and emotional needs of children. Jim also runs a development circle every first and third Tuesday of the month with the goal of helping other people develop their ability to connect with spirit. So he's got his hands full. He's always busy, and I'm so glad he was able to join us this morning. So, hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Hi, Jackie. I'm good. Can you hear me?
I can. You sound wonderful.
Okay. Thank you. So do you.
So what have you been up to? It's been crazy, huh?
Oh my gosh, yeah, it really has. You have the full-time job, and then you start, people start hearing about the mediumship thing, and one person tells another person, and you get phone calls, and so yeah, I've been busy.
Yeah, well, you're so good, so I get that. So I'm sure after people have a reading with you, they tell all their friends, and I'm sure the phone is busy.
I hope they do anyway.
I know they do.
Yeah.
So you've had a busy year. You got married this year, and you have all kinds of vacations and travel. So it's been a great 2014.
I'm telling you, it was a fantastic summer. Yeah, I got married, and then one of my friends threw a great celebration for me. We came back, and she was amazing. She did all the cooking, rented the tents, redid her backyard, and we had a wedding with like a reception of about 60, 70 people.
Wow, and wasn't that nice?
It was wonderful. And then we went to Colorado for our honeymoon. It was fantastic. Just hiked and trekked all over the place.
Oh, that was great. That was great.
Uh-huh.
What a wonderful time. So
it was. Yeah, and this weekend we're going to a wedding in Holyoke.
Where's Holyoke?
In Massachusetts.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, it's near, we fly into Hartford, Connecticut, and then I guess it's about a 40-minute car ride.
Okay, is it right down near the coast?
You know, I don't know.
Oh. You're going to have to Google that because you're going to be in the car.
Oh, yeah. I rely heavily on the GPS.
Oh, I know. So, I do, too. I often wonder how we'd made it without that. You know, we'd have to pull out those maps and find things and pull over. And we're so used to all these modern things these days. It would be funny if we had to go back.
It would. I think I could because I grew up the old way.
Yeah,
so.
Me too. Me too.
I mean, if I had to.
And you know, it's funny because even with the GPS, I'll pull the map out because and sometimes you find a different route that's better because the GPS, you know, is going certain ways and has certain things in its program. And I'll look at the map and say, well, you know, if we took that road.
Right. It often does that. It gets you to a place where you can find something better.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all have to use our own. We can't turn everything over to machines. So
that's right. Got to use our brains, right?
Yeah. Well, we have to trust ourselves. And I mean, we know that from what we teach when we teach, you know, the intuition class, you know, as well, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, that's the first thing for people. It's like they get stuff. I mean, we all get stuff, you know, but we just sort of dismiss it. And once they learn to sort of just trust what they're getting, it really opens things up.
And I think trust is the key word.
Oh, yeah. But it's hard.
Yeah. It is very hard, yes, because you want to tell yourself no and you want to put your own thoughts in there and you want to analyze.
Oh, yeah.
And when all that kind of goes away, then you've got your intuition and you say, okay, I'm going to trust my gut.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with what I'm getting. I'm going to trust that Spirit's giving me what I need here.
Yeah. And how many people, I mean, you know, they say they don't have it and what is that, but yet they'll say, I have a gut feeling about something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Which is exactly what it is.
That's right. Exactly. And a number of people that I've read that have talked about that and like come to my development circle.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's true. It's just giving yourself permission to go with what you get and understand that it's coming from somewhere else.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So it's great. So now, Jim, tell me a little, before we get into the spirit stuff, tell me a little bit about, you know, this other passion of yours, this role you play with educators and kids.
Oh, well, I've been working in the field of mental health since like 1990. And when I first went into the field, I was working with older kids, like 7th to 12th grade, and that was my preference. And then as time went on, I had the place I work for now, I've been there 14 years, and they kind of recruited me, but it was to work with little kids, and I was like, oh, boy, I don't know.
That was very different for you.
Yeah, it was. I was like, that's not really what I've been doing, and they're like, it's okay. We've got lots of training, and we already know that you know about child development, and so 7 weeks vacation.
Oh, so, well, hey, yeah, we'll jump on that one.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'll interview. And so went in, interviewed, and so since, like, what would it be, 2001?
Yeah.
I've been working with them and started off, of course, working with parents and kids and little ones, and then did classroom consultation for quite some time, and then this grant came along. And so now pretty much I'm solely going in and I'm teaching teachers on how to work with small children around, you know, mental health issues that the kids may have. So most of it's preventive, and most of it's just teaching about typical development and about, you know, from the point of social emotional development, and that the kid doesn't, you know, it's not in a vacuum. It's connected to all the other areas of development as well. But getting teachers then to structure their classroom so that it honors the kids where they are developmentally with the way they learn. So we talk a lot about approaches toward learning and how kids learn. You know, so we get into, like, persistence and attention span and those kinds of things. And it's going really well. I mean, I probably do 5 or 6 trainings a week.
Oh, that's great.
And some of them are 2 hours and some of them are 6 hours long. It can be pretty tiring, but I never thought, you know, you'd have told me 15 years ago, oh, you'll be making your living public speaking, I would have never said yes to that.
Well, that's how that evolves, little steps by steps, and here you are.
Yeah, and I really love it. And I love, you know, like I said, the teachers are just great to work with, and I feel like I'm making a difference in most cases. You know, it always depends on the individual and what they're going to do with the information that you give them. So.
Yeah. Now, is this teachers in the public school classrooms?
Some of them are, some are public teachers and some are in daycare centers and some are in private preschools.
Oh, yeah. So daycare. So they start, how young does this start with kids?
Well, the series of lectures, there's a whole series geared toward infant toddlers, so 0 to 3. And then there's a whole series geared toward 3 to 6, which is, you know, pre-K. So
Wow. It's
preschool, pre-K.
You know, it's so wonderful that you can diagnose things with children that are that small, you know?
Well, the 0 to 3s, there are. We try mostly just to be very preventive with that group. And my goal is to try to, you know, not get a diagnosis.
Oh, okay.
If we can do the right
thing time
with them, yeah, if we can set the relationships correct with the teachers and the parents, and we can get the environment, you know, suited so that it works in a developmental way that's advantageous to the kids, then a lot of times we don't need any help. But the other piece is educating about where can they get help, you know. So if you have a baby that's not responding, you know, the baby's not making eye contact, or it's not cooing when you coo at the baby, or it stiffens up when you pick him up. Ooh, what are those signs and symptoms, and how do we get you some help for that, you know?
Just recognizing that this is an issue may need some education, because, you know, not all people, you know, sometimes you don't know what's normal and what's not normal.
That's right. It's true, because, you know, kids don't come with an instruction book.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, we can only rely on our own experiences, and sometimes that's plenty. And sometimes, you know, when you get a child that might be a little different or special needs or throwing a behavior problem at you, you go, oh, my God, I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah, yeah. And particularly if it's your first child, if you've had a child before, then you expect them to coo back and follow you with their eyes. But if this is your first child, you might not know that, you know, that something is up.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, so there I am doing, and mostly, like I say, most of my trainings are with teachers, so they already have a pretty good idea of things.
Right.
But there's a lot of times, you know, you have a classroom and you get that one kid that you just don't know what to do with, and hopefully some of my talks help with that. And if they don't, I also will go into the classroom and I'll do just some visits. I used to do that intensely all the time, and now what happens if I go in and I'll do a couple observations, help them get their environment corrected, and then if that's not enough, I do referrals to people that can do a more intense kind of intervention with the teacher and the child and the parent.
Right. Well, I understand some of this. My dad was a teacher for 28 years.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, right. He was the greatest teacher, but, you know, it's like, you know, so I understand a little bit about, you know, the challenges that teachers face, and my goodness, it's much more, I think, now than it used to be.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's just, I mean, and little kids are just, they're so fun. They're just, you know, they're curious and they're bright and everything is new to them. And, you know, sometimes I think, God, if adults, if we could only stay in that mode.
Yeah.
You know, we'd be so much happier.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's, you know, it's sort of like, don't you sort of tell people that in your development classes and in my intuition? I tell them, keep it fun, you know. You have to sort of go back into that childlike wonder about things.
Yeah. That's right. I always say, have a good time, you know. Don't worry about what information you're getting. Have a good time.
Yeah, I always say, it doesn't matter whether it's right or wrong. We're just playing.
Exactly. That's right. That's right.
And, you know, and that is how we learn. I mean, we learn by playing. You know, as we get older and we become adults, you know, we sort of think playing is something that you shouldn't do. It's a waste of time. But, you know, it's really one of the best teachers that we have.
Yes. Yeah. We learn through exploration. That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, kids do it all the time. We have to go back to learning how kids do things naturally.
I know, because we do. As adults, we unlearn all that.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Absolutely.
We go through life, and life stresses us out, and we have to take shortcuts, and, you know, and then we kind of forget, oh, my God, what happened to all that wonder I used to have?
Yeah, I know.
Me included. I mean, I'm in the field, and I still...
Well, sure, because, you know, we get into the daily grind. And, you know, you sort of have our habits, and this is what we do. And, you know, and we're always, well, I'm always in a rush. I'm always in a rush. And you know, you're always just zipping from one thing to the next. And that's another thing that we do. And I talk about that in my intuition class as well. You know, we're distracted all the time.
Yes.
you know, because we have so many things going on. And, you know, and I try to remind people there used to be a time when we did one thing at a time.
That's right.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, like, for instance, when I first called in and I was on hold, I was like, oh, well, I'll put it on the speakerphone, and then I can get my gym clothes on. And then when this, I mean, in my head, I was just going through my whole.
Yeah, all the other things you could squeeze in these 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But we do that, and that takes us out of, you know, our focus. And just even, not even for intuition, but even just like memory issues. You know, I tell people when they say, you know, I'm having memory problems, and I think some of it is because we don't store a memory properly anymore. Mm-hmm. We're just rushing around.
Yeah, so, that's right.
Yeah.
We get the busies.
Yeah, we do.
We don't slow down enough. And that for me, for meditation, the best time of day is morning before all the craziness gets started.
Yeah, get in ahead of time.
Yeah, because a lot of times if I let it go, then I won't meditate that day because I've gotten into everything else. Where if I'm just create a space in the morning right away, take in the deep breaths, think, you know, in silence for sure. I do a couple things. I do guided visualizations where I'll listen to someone taking me through whatever it may be, fields or beaches or spirit or contact with angels or whatever. Or sometimes the best ones are just complete silence where I just try to, you know, get a mantra in my head of like love, love, love. You know, or think about, like I said, I like to connect with, feel like I'm connecting with the angels as well. So I'll try to talk about the Archangel Gabriel or Raphael or one of those. And that helps me relax and settle.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, Jim, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back, everybody, with Jim Flynn and more about intuition and spirit.
It's time now for more Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunic Advisory Services. Here is Jackie LeBeau.
Okay, everybody, we're back with my good friend Jim Flynn.
Hello.
Hello. Just reminding everybody, Jim is an intuitive medium and also a licensed independent social worker. And we were talking about his work at the schools with the kids and the teachers. And we're going to switch gears here because, you know, this is November. And that means holidays are in the works and Thanksgiving, which is a big one for family.
One of my favorites.
You know, it's funny, Jim. I can't tell you how many, you know, I'm always thinking people are going to say Christmas is their favorite holiday, and I can't tell you how many people tell me it's Thanksgiving.
Yes, mine too. I mean, I love Christmas, but I don't know. I just like the Thanksgiving thing. It just is, it's nice to get together with family and eat, and it usually lasts more than one day, and we don't have to worry about all the hustle bustle and shopping and all that.
It's yeah, just, you know.
Well, some people do shop the day
after. Yeah, I've never got into that Black Friday thing.
Can't do it.
No, but you know, it's the family connections that people have and that are so strong with Thanksgiving their whole lives. And it's so funny how things come through. So now you, the holiday times, that this last year was when symbols really started opening up for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've always kind of worked with symbols and gotten symbols, but it was really interesting when the holidays started kicking in. There was this strange shift in my readings, and it was definitely people coming through with evidence that was associated with Christmas. Maybe some Thanksgiving stuff too, but it was really weird. The closer we got, and like you told people, I haven't been doing this that long, so this was very unexpected for me, because all of a sudden there just seemed to be this shift, and it wasn't everybody coming in, but it was funny. All of a sudden I'm getting images of, a special ornament that might have been on their tree, or
memories,
something that grandma cooked that was special, you know, for Christmas. And it was really just funny how that kept happening.
Yeah, and I'm sure for you that was amazing, because those are the kinds of things that you can give client sitters that really wow them, that really say, oh my gosh, you really have my grandma. She would tell you that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, one of the weird ones was this, I'm sitting there and we're getting Christmas stuff, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you know, I get this image of a giraffe.
Oh my gosh!
You know, and I've been taught, but you know, one of my good teachers was Sharon Klingler, and mm-hmm. she's like, "If you get it, say it." Don't
I know, because I'll bet you were
Don't
thinking.
Worry. Right. I'm going, what in God's name does a giraffe have to do with Christmas? And so, you know, we're on this Christmas thing, and I'm like, you know, I looked at the lady sitting across from me, and I said, I'm getting an image of a giraffe. And she gets this look on her face, and she says, oh, my God. She said, I have a giraffe tree ornament that my grandma blah, blah, blah gave to me. And this was, and we had been talking about her grandmother. So it was just really,
oh my gosh,
like, wow. Okay, well, I'm glad. I'm glad.
You're glad you said that. You're glad you had the courage to say that, aren't you, Jim? Because, you know,
yeah.
I say that too. People don't realize on our side of the table, you know, it sometimes it takes courage to open your mouth and say what you're being given.
It does, because sometimes you're, like with that, you're given something and you're just going, oh, my God, there is no way the person on the other end of this table is going to take this.
Uh-huh, exactly.
And then they do, and you go, wow, okay.
There you go. Okay, I'm glad I trusted, and I'm glad I said that, because it was so meaningful for her, you know, because that was really grandma, because who else would know you had a giraffe ornament?
Right, that's hanging on your tree, and that it was from her, and it was in the context of getting evidence about her. So, I mean, it was just really, yeah, it really did. It you know, it drives it home for people. It's really... Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it just happened the other day, too. It really wasn't around a holiday thing, but we were talking about, this lady was talking, we were talking about her husband, and he was living, but her mother was giving me this information, and the lady asked right out, she said, well, you know, I'm just a little frustrated because I end up doing most things around the house, and I said, well, your mother's telling me that this is how it's always been, and she said that you need to stop you know, obsessing on this and be happy and just do what you got to do. You can't make him do anything. I said, oh, wait a minute. I go, but she is showing me a door. And she's saying that something about this door that only he can fix. And the lady looks at me and she goes, oh, my God. She said, we own a door company together and it's his, in his name. And he is the only one who can fix it. And it's very broken.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
I was like... You know, and again, it was in the middle of all this stuff. I see this red door, and I'm like, well, I got to tell you.
Yeah. Well, what does this red door have to do with anything?
What does this have to do with what we were talking about? So it was just so fun. It was dehinged, you know, so I knew it had to be fixed, and it was just really weird. So, yeah, they do that to you.
Yeah, and it's interesting. And I like telling people the kinds of things that we get. Like, you get a red door that's dehinged. So, you know, it's like, it's not like Spirit comes in and just say, tell her, you know, he's the company needs to be fixed and he's the only one to do it. It's puzzle pieces.
Yes. Many times, most of the time, it is puzzle pieces that you and the client's helping you put it together.
Right, and that's what I always tell people. They always sometimes, every once in a while, I'll have somebody sit there and say, okay, do I just sit here and not say anything? And I said, well, that doesn't really help this.
No, right.
You know, we need your energy, and we need you helping to put the puzzle together.
And I at least need you to say yes.
Yeah,
Yes or no.
Because
if I'm getting an image and you say no, then at least that tells me that it's probably some way that Spirit's trying to talk to me through a metaphor.
Right,
and
right.
We can make sense of this.
Right, in a different you know? Way. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, this holiday stuff is so fun because, you know, like a week or two ago, well, a couple weeks ago, I had a group reading. We did a cooking event. I've been talking about that here, where we had a chef, and she taught us things that we can do for holiday cooking, that we can reuse things and everything. And part of that cooking event is I do a group reading. And
uh-huh.
So, you know, we've been doing a little bit of this cooking thing, and then we do the group reading, you know, and then we're going to go back later. But we're sitting there in this group, and I get this, you know, little grandma, you know, this tiny little thing, you know, with the white curly hair, and she's talking about, you know, Thanksgiving, and she's talking about her gravy and how she had the most delicious gravy, and she said, you know, she says there was a secret ingredient. So I said, well, there's a secret ingredient to the gravy, and you'll never guess what it was. It was brandy. So, you know, I'm just thinking about this cute little sweet grandma, you know, putting brandy secretly in the gravy.
I bet that was good, too.
Oh, yeah. She, you know, and because I know the gal, it's, you know, who this was her husband's grandmother, you know, that she was also close to. So, yeah. So, but what a riot. And I'm thinking, isn't spirit great? I mean, here we are at a cooking event, a holiday cooking event, and grandma comes in, you know, with her own recipe.
Yeah. That's fantastic. It was like, last year, around the holidays. I want to say it was around the week before the holidays, and I was on a radio show, and it was one where people call in and they get readings, and the number of Christmas references were just unbelievable. You know, I mean, and it wasn't things that it was just funny to me. You know, because I'm getting sleds and toboggans and that, you know, as presents. And I had one lady call in, and I the first thing I said to her, well, she said something about it. She said, well, I just want to know if my grandma's coming around. She said, I feel like she's around, but I can't make sure. And I said, well, let me see what I get. Well, the first thing I get, I said, oh, this is really strange. I said, I'm just seeing flowing caramel, just tons of caramel, and it's got specks of salt in it. And she goes, oh my God. She said, last night I made her salted caramel bars.
Oh, my gosh.
The one from her recipe. And I'm like, fantastic. She is there. So that was one thing that came through. But that almost through that whole show, I think I did five or six readings. And just about everybody, there was just all every one of them had a Christmas reference somewhere. It wasn't the whole reading, but these were popping in and they were going, oh yeah. You know, and it was coming in very specific. Like I'd say, I see a toboggan and it's not a sled. It's a toboggan. It's got a red ribbon on the front. Yep. When we were, you know, then they have a story.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you know?
Yeah. It was specific. And, you know, and I think sometimes that's harder, Jim, on things like that with radio shows because, you know, it's a short time. Like, how much time did you have to spend with each person?
Yeah, not very much. And it is harder because you only get, you know, three or four minutes. And so you're going, okay, come through. Please come through.
I know, Jim. I know just what you're saying. Because it's really short. I do a radio show where, you know, you really have like a minute or two, and oh my gosh, that's so hard.
It is. It's kind of like it's very similar to when you do the reading at the public forum at Lilydale.
Yeah.
You're up there, you get 5 to 7 minutes, and they would like you to find three people. And it's like, okay, here we go.
Yeah, it's so quick.
Yeah,
I remember somebody describing it to me as drive-by readings.
It is like a drive-by reading. It is. It's just people touching in to say, yep, I'm here, love you, and maybe I have a quick little, you know, little piece of advice.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, and so it's, I think at the holidays, you know, spirit gathers because, you know, they're not that they're not there all the time, but they really want to be near and they still want to be there for the holidays.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, and last year we had, you know, my sister, last summer, she passed from cancer. And we had, at my house, we always had Christmas Eve dinner, and it was one of her favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying to her husband, and, you know, because they know what I do, and I kept saying, I'm not going to be surprised if she doesn't let us know she's here some way, you know, and absolutely she did. I mean, we were, you know, when you're a medium, they find you. And,
right.
You know, I was sitting in the kitchen, and out of nowhere, these cards that I have hanging on my wall, they're blowing. You know, the Christmas cards that I've hung up, they're just like moving.
Uh-huh.
Looks like air is moving them. And I'm like, oh my Lord. And I kept going, okay, is this my sister or my mother? Who is this? Let me know who this is. And there's the cards blowing again, you know, a little bit harder. And so I'm like, okay, let's go see. I open up the card and it's the card from my nephew, who is my sister's son.
Oh, my goodness, Jim.
And I'm like, okay, this is Kathy.
Oh.
For sure. And then later that night, you know, they let you know in very weird ways, you know, I have this hallway light that's it's attached to the ceiling. Well, it's been there for years. I mean, I live in my mom's house. I bought it from her.
Mm-hmm.
And so that light's been there for 35 years hanging in the same place. It fell twice.
Oh, my gosh. Twice?
Twice in the hallway. And I think it was her saying, hey, I am here.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's the case for sure, but I mean, it was just, I'm like, okay, really, Christmas Eve, wondering if you're around, and now that light falls twice. And the second time, I mean, the first time it fell, I hooked it up there really tight. And,
yeah, exactly, to make sure it wasn't going to fall again.
Yeah, so they do come around at Christmas. There is no doubt. Oh, I can tell you another story, too, with my brother-in-law and sister, too, as well. If he, you know, he's not really, I want to say he's a hard sell. He's a doctor. He's really, really rested in science.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And yeah. And so, but it was interesting because he was pondering, there's a new granddaughter, and these Christmas stockings were something that my sister who had passed, she ordered them every year. And he was sitting there and he's going, geez, I don't know where she gets these, whatever, you know, going on about that. And about a day later, this catalog comes for him, and it's the catalog where she ordered the stockings from.
Oh.
And in the advertisement, it's got the name of the grandchild.
Oh, you're Rebecca. Kidding.
No, right on the stocking, the name of the grandchild, Rebecca. And next to Rebecca's stocking is Grandma. The stocking, it says Grandma, and it's got an angel on it.
Oh, my goodness. You had to keep a hold of that. Did you save that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got the catalog still. And it was really interesting because, like I said, he tends to debunk.
Yeah, yeah.
And he called me and he was like, he goes, Jim, how could this be a coincidence? And I'm like, it's not, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, and that's the way it is for a lot of people. They have to have that. So,
yeah.
Now, believe it or not, Jim, I told you this would go by fast. Let's tell people real quick how they can find you.
Okay. I am, you can contact me by email. It's J as in Jim, G as in George, M as in Michael, and then the word fly, F-L-Y, J-G-M fly at gmail.com. And so you can contact me there if you're interested in a reading. You can also Facebook me, James Flynn. And then I don't have a website yet. I've got to get it up and running. It's my goal.
All right. We'll be seeing that on Facebook.
Yes.
When it's up.
Yeah. I'm going to get that up and running very, very soon. It has to happen.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was just delightful.
It was so nice to talk with you, and I'm going to call you so we can talk more and just have a nice little conversation.
That's right. We got to catch up. All right.
You sure do.
All right.
Okay.
I'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
Alrighty.
Have a great day. And happy Veterans Day to everybody.
Yes. Thank you, Jim, for bringing that
up.
Bye-bye.
Sure thing. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunink Advisory Services.
Here's something everyone needs to think.
Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunink Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Okay, everybody. That was so fun. Jim is just delightful. And, so I think we'll have him on next year. You know, I sort of missed that with Veterans Day. We should have talked a little bit more about our loved ones in spirit who were veterans. So I know Jim has a lot of good stories about that, and maybe we'll do that next year. That would be great. So tune in next week. We're going to go back to a different route here, sort of the animal route, but, you know, sort of just a fun route. My guest will be Yolanda Steinhauer of Yolanda's Works of Art. And Yolanda is an animal lover, an artist, and a photographer. She specializes in animal photography. So if you've ever wanted to get a portrait of your cat or your dog or your horse or something with you, she's the gal, and I'm telling you, she just loves it. She loves using her artistic skills behind the camera to capture God's most precious gifts, animals, in Yolanda's words. So she's a hoot, and you're going to love her energy, and I'm going to be really happy to have her on with us next year, so or next week. So anyway, that's coming up. And as always, for all of you, this is a special time of year with the holidays. And if you'd like to check in with your loved ones on the other side, call my office at 717-968-5289. I have offices in Hanover and York. And I also do group readings. I'm pretty booked through the end of the year, but that's always fun for friends as well as family. So, you know, think about that as well, okay? So anytime I can be of help, give me a call. I love connecting people with spirit. So I'll see you all next week, and have a great one.